Hello.
Long Talk Radio.
On the radio, and this is September 29, 2016. I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. And it is coming down, pouring down here in the nation's capital, but we're going to have a pouring down. We're going to get it done. We got NFL, college football. Well, I'm going to see if I can sneak a little bit of baseball or at least talk about Vin Scully a little bit. Maybe I might have to wait till Monday to do it. But either way, it's no problem with me. We can get it going right here. NFL, hey, you got to get it going. Starting tonight, you have the Dolphins going to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. Hey, the Dolphins, they just can't get it going here. The only real plus I see on the team right now is Jarvis Landry. He's playing big time. He has 24 catches, 314 yards, and a touchdown in three games. He's getting it done. But after that, I don't have too many positives for the Dolphins. I don't mean to be mean. Meanwhile, the Broncos, they get some good news tonight. Vontae Burfict, he'll be back. Tyler Eifert, she should be back. Then you have A.J. Green, he's getting it done. But people got to figure out, one of these days, Andy Dalton, are you going to come out and put it down? And put it down for the for the Bengals. He keeps on having pressure games. He keeps on not coming through. That is something that is going to get you talked about real quick, real fast. That's the nice game. I think the Bengals going to take it out personally. Anyway, let's go to Sunday's game. You know we got to start here, right in FedEx Field, right in Landover, Maryland. That's right. Right, the Browns come to town. Everyone was waiting for this game at the beginning of the season because it was supposed to be RG3 versus the Skins. Well, RG3 not going to be there. Matter of fact, his backup, Josh McNown, not going to be there. Matter of fact, they're going with Cody Kessler. Now, the fact is, they're 0-3. Don't blame it on Cody Kessler. Last week, he took them down. They had a game winning field goal shot from 46 out. Tony Parkey pulled it to the left, and overtime, the Dolphins won the game. They had the Browns. They could very easily be 2-1. They laid the woodshed to the Ravens early on, 20-0. Ravens came back and took the game out 25-20. And so you know they have talent. The Skins, well, they're 1-2. But, hey, they think they should be 2-1. The Steelers laid the wood to them. Still talking about the Cowboy game. And I think they were very fortunate to win on Sunday. Hey, the Giants were up 21-9. Couldn't keep the lead. Big plays by DeSean Jackson and Jamison Crowder, and then they just kept on kicking field goals. Dustin Hopkins was 5 of 5. That sounds right. Right, 5 of 5. Rich. The Skins took it over, and they're 1-2. They're trying to even that 2-2 for the Browns. Hey, this could be a good one. Raiders coming to town. Well, you know, the Skins are here. You know it means they're going to be up 9-5 over in Baltimore against the Ravens. And what a matchup this could be. Can anybody realize that the Raiders have a 3 winning streak? This is going back to last year. They keep on winning on the road. And, hey, you got to give it to David Carr last year. He gave the Ravens the business. He threw for over 150 yards, threw 3 touchdowns, gave the Raiders the business this last year, and the Raider offense this year, it's not like it's any less high power. They're rolling for 436 yards a game and almost 27 points a game. They are putting it down in the Raider Nation. But, hey, the Ravens, their defense, you know how they do. They're second in total defense. And they're not even giving up 255 yards a game. And here comes the big piece, Elvis Duma Bell. He should be back on Sunday for this one. In Jacksonville, the Colts are going to come to town. This is going to be interesting. This could very well tell the division. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Why? In the next game. But Andrew Luck, hey, he has not been a problem with the Colts. He has thrown 6 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions. Since problem it has been, oh, you know it's been the defense. Ooh, they have been bad, bad, bad. 30th in the league in total scoring. They have given up 31.7 points per game. Are you kidding me? And people want to talk about, oh, never mind. Anyway, Blake Bortles, hey, everybody thought he had turned the corner last year when he threw 35 touchdowns. I keep on reminding people, he had 18 interceptions as well. Well, comes up this year. He has 5 touchdowns, but he has 6 interceptions. And he's had the chance to win the game on the final drive in 2 of the week. And he came up empty on both of them. You got the offense for Jacksonville, which has loads of talent. Talent with Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns. You got Julius Thomas, T.J. Yeldon. I even think he can get it going one of these days. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are 26th total offense with 317.3 and 26th in total scoring with 18 points a game. Cannot do it when you have all these weapons. Just cannot. Not happen. But this game is so significant because of this game. Titans at Texans. Hey, everybody heard the big news this week. J.J. Watt, he's on IR for the season. Okay, Texans, what you gonna do? Now you don't have your big boy in there. How in the world is this defense gonna flow? Well, hey, you better go to your 2 first rounders and you got to get the quarterback. That's right. The finger immediately goes back to Whitney Mercilus, who we know can handle it because he's been big time. What about Jadeveon Clowney? You remember him. He was supposed to be the guy to be the big time sack man right along with Watt, and that has not happened. But he's going to this year. He needs to stay healthy and stay active and play big. Big, all of the above. Love the Texan defense. They've been solid. They are 3rd in sacks with 10, and they're 5th in net yards with, 277 a game. They've been awesome there. Go over there in Foxborough. Hey, the Patriots, I don't even know what to say about them anymore. I mean, they put this backup QB in because of Brady's suspension. They win. He gets hurt. They put in their 3rd string in there. They blow out an undefeated team by 27. Okay, well, are they going to throw in my man Julian Edelman this time? Jimmy Garoppolo, he hurt his shoulder. We don't know if he's going to be able to play. Kobe Brissett, he got hurt as well. We don't know if he's going to play, so push come to shove. It would be Julian Edelman as their 4th-string quarterback if that's what they have to do. Now, don't forget, they do have a leading rusher in the league in LeGarrette Blount. And the fact of the matter is the Patriots have a commanding presence against the Bills. You know they have won 28 out of their last 32 games against the Bills. Just have laid the wood to Buffalo in every way possible. They have done it over in Atlanta. This is going to be a good one. I don't care what anybody says. the Panthers. They can't get it going. They've been struggling. 1-2 on the season so far. The Vikings just laid the wood to that offense. Just didn't think I'd see that all season. They laid the wood to that offense. You know, they've been running the ball fine. Cam has not been Cam this year. Yes, he does have Kelvin Benjamin, but the passing game hasn't been in sync, hasn't been as productive as they have been. Thus, they are now 1-2. You look at the Falcons, their offense, number one in scoring, just under 35 points a game, and they're getting just under 450 yards a game. They have been fantastic. What about Tampa Bay? Let's go to Tampa Bay. What about the Broncos? I'm sorry. Hey. What about you, Trevor Siemian? Getting it done. Holy mackerel. Ninth player in NFL history to throw, to have a game, to have a four-touchdown game in his first five games. Anybody remember the last one? It happened last year. Right. Mark Mariota did it in the season opener last year. Jared, the Broncos, the Buccaneers, they just can't get anything going right now. Now, I mean, let's be real. They come up, they brought in Mike Smith, the former head coach of Atlanta. They've been getting Trump. They're giving up almost 34 points a game on the defensive end. That's the most ever for a Bronco team after three games in the history of the franchise. Then you come up, Jameis Winston, he leads the NFL with 8 touchdown passes, but he also has 6 interceptions. And we're not even going to talk about the 2 big-time fumbles he had as well. You're like looking like, what in the world is going on here with this team? How are they struggling? You look a lot at Jameis Winston. I was saying that earlier. They're Tampa Bay. They got a solid team. This could be an upset in the making. I don't know, though. The Broncos, you know, they look really good. What about Arizona? The Cardinals. Do I need to ask what y'all are doing, or are y'all going to answer that? Or are y'all going to answer that instead of me just being rhetorical about it? Are you kidding me? I mean, they never expected to see their team to be 1-2 at this time of the season. 1-2. Bruce Arians, what is going on with your squad? This was not supposed to happen. Well, hey, one of the things that was not supposed to happen was Carson Palmer was not supposed to struggle like this early on. And they just have not really gotten anything offensively on the ground. They've been throwing the ball all the time, which, you know, I guess it can bring confidence to you. But the fact is, they haven't gotten it done on any type of way. Their defense hasn't been the same. And the Rams, they're just chugging along. They're 2-1. One, they come up, they're not even getting big-time performance by Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley's running for under 3 yards a carry this season. Under 3 yards a carry? Todd Gurley? What are we doing here? Here, Case Keenum, he's been having big plays in order to win the games. But, hey, the offense, it hasn't been big-time. It just hasn't been this year. But they are 2-1, and they're going to have to hold off on Cardinals offense. Man, it's not even the same thing. I mean, you look last year. I mean, last week. I mean, the first 5 possessions of the Cardinals, first 5, 3 and outs. I mean, are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. You're just like, whoa, what is going on with this team right now over there in San Francisco? This is a big one. I don't care what anybody says. This is a big one. Cowboys coming to San Francisco. Remember when that rivalry was big time in the early 90s? Every year, you knew the NFC Championship game, Cowboys and 49ers. Well, this is going to be a little different. different here. This is gonna be a little bit different. None of the main people you can even remember in the rivalry. And, but the fact of the matter is, hey, what is going on with San Francisco? I really need to know. Fact of the matter is, you still have Blaine Gabbert out there, which is a joke. Now, first of all, you got Chip Kelly, who's another joke out there for the 49ers. And you come up and you have Blaine Gabbert out there, which is just funny. And they've just been awful. Well, I think they're 30th in passing yards, barely over 175 passing yards a game. And they're you know, under 35%, excuse me, on third down efficiency. It's just been terrible on the offensive end, and we need to know why in the world is Colin Kaepernick not getting a try. I mean, they don't even give him a try. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, while the Cowboys, they're riding their rookies, Dak Prescott, quarterback, Ezekiel Elliott, running back, they just keep on riding them. It might even be bigger this time because, you already know, Dez Bryant, hairline fracture in the knee, not expected to play for the Cowboys this weekend. And that is, that is scary. And you just look at the Cowboys, 3-1. 3-1, one starting Dak Prescott at this time of the year. Hey, you got a nice one on Sunday night when you have the Chiefs and the Steelers. Hey, this is big for both teams. Don't mess around and get it twisted. Both teams got that 2-1 record. Neither one would expect to be 3-1 after the first four games. And since the Steelers are coming off, what, their worst loss in almost 30 years to the Eagles, and it might have been the way it looked. You might have said 40, 50 years. That was a humiliating loss by the Steelers. I really think they're going to come out full bore, ready to roll on this. The Chiefs, they do not come up here and they got to step up, even with it being in Pittsburgh, because you know Pittsburgh, they are really ready to roll. But the thing is, they are really struggling with their cornerbacks, Artie Burns and Sean Davis. You got the veteran safeties out there, Mike Mitchell and Ross Cockrell. They've really been missing tackles. They haven't gotten much production from the secondary at all. Chiefs, on the other hand, they're wide receivers, but they can throw to their wide receivers. They're not going to give that up under any circumstances. Meanwhile, you know what I want to see. I want to see Marcus Peters against Antonio Brown one-on-one. Let's see how that works out. And don't forget, return of Le'Veon Bell to the lineup for the Steelers. Man, that's got to be frightening and, for the Chiefs. All right, college football. Oh, you know, I just want to talk about the first game. I can talk about the game tomorrow all day long. Stanford going to Washington. Then first top 10 game in Husky Stadium since 1997. Hey, you got the Husky D. You have 13 takeaways, tie for the best in the nation. But you know how it goes. Stanford, they have dominated this matchup, won 9 of the last 11, including the last three straight. But what about their last 16 games? They are 15-1, and they have won a school record for them, 7 consecutive Pac-12 road games. You know that's big time. The Cardinals, you're going to have to take them out. You got two of the best coaches in this as well. David Shaw, Chris Peterson. It don't get no better than that coaching-wise. Should be a good one on Friday. Got to go to Saturday, Texas at Oklahoma State. Texas have won 8 in a row and still were. I am surprised at that. However, they won't be with Kent Perkins, their big-time left tackle. He had a DUI. Why in the world would y'all let that happen, Longhorn players? No way should a player ever be going around with DUIs when you're a team like that. But that was the way it was. So now he won't be playing Texas defense. They're going to have to play big time because no matter what they say, Oklahoma State can put points on the board. James Washington is one of the very best wide receivers in the country. In Atlanta, Kane, 14th-ranked Kane, they're going to the Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech. Thinking, what about the running game? Yeah, I've been stomping on people running the ball. Well, to me, that's been the issue that I've had with him. Mark Walton, he's run for over 400 yards, over 8 yards a carry. And then you come up with Joseph Yearby. He's run for just for 256 yards. He's over 7 yards a carry. Issue? Brad Kaya. Holy mackerel, what's been going on with him this year? Yeah. Sometimes he looks good, sometimes he looks awful. Now we're getting into ACC play. He has this game to say, hey, you better work it out because it does not get any easier. You can believe that. In Tallahassee, Tar Heels coming to town to see the Noles. Hey, what do you know? Last time they met, it was 2010. Carolina won it 37-35. Anybody want to give some love to Mitch Trubisky? Wow. Did he get it done last weekend? And now he's over here, 326 passing yards a game, 10 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's been exceptional. No, and what has been going on with the Florida State defense? Are you kidding me? 98 points, 980 yards. In the last two games, it's got to be a misprint, right? Got to be. They were talking about the Florida State defense. That's biggest game, you could say another top 10 game. Big one over in Ann Arbor, Wisconsin. Coming to town to see the Wolverines. Hey, Wisconsin's defense, they're locking it down. Seventh in scoring defense in the country. Not even giving up 12 points a game. And giving up only 277 yards a game. That is 12th in the country. They are led by, name that's familiar, T.J. Watt. How about that? Leading the Badgers with 4.5 sacks. Meanwhile, Michigan offense, they've been grubbing people. They've been scoring 52 points a game, but it's primarily been on the run. Don't look now. But you knew the star was coming, the Brill Peppers. They're bouncing him all over the place. Linebacker one snap, safety the next snap, punt returner the next snap. Now they're getting them involved in the offense. Yeah, they got him. They got it. Charles Worcester for that dude. Watch him on Saturday. If he does any work, you know the word Heisman is going to start floating around with him. Over in Athens, Georgia, you got one that's going to really mess around and salivate people. Tennessee coming to town. Tennessee with a big-time victory over Florida. First time they had beat Florida in a while. And it was a big game by Josh Hobbs. He's looking to see if he can keep it up. Hey, what are they going to do with Georgia? Georgia comes up here. You know Kirby Smart knows the defense. Offense. What was going on there? Jacob Eason really struggled against Ole Miss last week. Week 36, not a Jacob Eason type performance. What about Nick Chubb? He got injured, hurt his ankle. Don't know how effective he will be on Saturday. They over in Fort Worth, Texas, Oklahoma, going up against TCU. Wait a minute, I didn't say any ranked Oklahoma. That's right, they're not even ranked. They got two losses already. Don't know how because their offense has been lights out, over 35 points a game. Baker Mayfield putting it down. And He has almost 800 yards passing in 3 games, 7 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Problem has been Oklahoma defense. Got to be having a fit. 31.7 points a game given up by the defense. Ooh. And this, they're playing TCU, and you know they can score over just under 43 points a game. Remember, Kenny Thrill Hill, he's back in town. Now he almost has 50 yards in 3 games. He has been unbelievable. He's been running the ball as well. Well, it should be a good one over at Fort Worth, over in Berkeley. You got Utah coming to town to play Cal. Are you kidding me? You talking about they can do whatever they want to on the other side of the ball, but everybody wants to watch what the Cal offense is going to do to the Utah defense. Ooh, it's because you know Cal, their offense, they've been pitching and catching all day long, second in passing yardage, just under 460 yards a game. They've scored 40 points in every game they played. And Davis Webb, are you kidding me? 1,857 yards and 18 touchdowns. Are you serious? He has been rolling. Utah D, they still have Hunter Demrick. And then they have, the defense tackle. Can't remember his name for some reason. But this is going to be big time. That is going to be all about the game. Utah D versus Cal offense. Yeah, just let me see that. I don't need to see the rest of the game. Just let me see that right there. There. Memphis going into Oxford. Ooh, you know people are want blood on this one. Last year, you know, with Memphis taking out Ole Miss, and the fact that no one knew about this dude named Paxton Lynch. Who is this guy? Well, the fact of the matter is, they got another one waiting right for you this year. Riley Ferguson, he's been getting it done. But Ole Miss might have caught their stride. A blowout against Georgia last week. Chad Kelly, he's doing what he does. Does everything. I know people say that they're better tight ends in the nation. I just don't know who they are, and I definitely wouldn't want one over him at the tight end position to go to the league next year. He is like a wide receiver. Unreal. The more a string fellow, he's starting to be the big play dude for the Rebels as well. And that is what's going to be happening in Death Valley. Louisville comes to town to see Clemson. Are you kidding me? You got the two arguably most electrifying quarterbacks in the country. Lamar Jackson, the hot, this is, he keeps this up. I mean, you're not going to keep anything up like this. He's thrown for over 1,300 yards and 13 touchdowns, and he's run for over 500 yards and 12 more touchdowns. Are you kidding me? That looks like a 50-touchdown season. He keeps this up. Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. Unreal. Then you come up here, Sean Watson, and he hadn't been big time this year, hadn't been explosive this year, but it doesn't matter because the defense has number 3 football defense. Not even giving up 220 yards a game, and they're holding people to 11 points a game. That's 5th in the nation. Then you go up Michigan State and Indiana. This is going to be the tale of which quarterback does better because, ooh, Tyler O'Connor, boy, people say, want to know if there's a quarterback controversy. Antonio said no, but he had 3 interceptions against Wisconsin and looked real bad. The fact that Robert Legault for Indiana, he came up, he threw 496 yards and 3 touchdowns. And nobody's talking about it because he threw 5 interceptions and they lost to Wake Forest last week. See which one has a better game. Okay, on Monday, we're going to talk about the review of the NFL, and we're going to talk about the review of the college football, and we're going to talk about the baseball stuff. We're going to have a little tribute to Ben Kelly. So, to the loop. And bye-bye. Mm-mm-mm-mm.